This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Compared to many people, I don't listen to much music. And while I see a fair amount of theater, including musicals, thanks to my husband, Jamie, who is great about getting tickets, I wouldn't say that I'm a big fan of musicals. But the other night, I finally understood the art form of the musical, and perhaps opera, in a profound way. I was out for a socially distanced walk, which is still permitted where I live, during what would ordinarily be rush hour in New York City. And rush hour in New York City is a very obvious time. I was nearing home, and I crossed Lexington Avenue against the light. Something that is impossible. It's simply unthinkable to do under normal circumstances. There's just too much traffic. But now, although the traffic signals flashed through their usual colors, nothing changed. Nothing moved. As I stood still right in the middle of the avenue, with the light fading and the sound of sirens faintly in the background, I felt, this is the moment when I should begin to sing. I would sing about this eerie silence, this unnatural calm, this deceptive peace. All over New York City, others would be singing something different. The doctors and nurses in the hospitals, the clerks in the grocery stores, the police and firefighters, the owners outside their shuttered stores and restaurants, the gig and freelance workers, the teachers, the single people, the bus drivers, the children, the people in the assisted living places, on and on. I can imagine the hopeful song when we all cheer at 7 p.m. for the essential workers, the mournful song of the ambulance drivers, the lament of the people who love someone who died. My song is the song of the uncanny, of absence, of waiting. I may not recall it correctly because I saw the movie The Devil's Advocate years ago, but one scene stuck in my memory. Kevin Lomax, played by Keanu Reeves, is a Florida lawyer who was hired by John Milton, played by Al Pacino, to join a big New York City law firm. Okay, spoiler alert, Milton is the devil. At one point, Kevin leaves his office building to walk out onto 57th Street, which is one of the widest, biggest, most crowded thoroughfares in Manhattan. It's jammed with people and cars always. But as Kevin walks onto the street in midday, it's deserted. No cars, no people. When I saw the movie, I remember noting the elegance of this image. Nothing could make the point clearer. What power could accomplish this impossibility? How can I rise to the tragic simplicity of the times? How do I grapple with the public catastrophe, private calamity, and personal loss? What would my song sound like? Now, ignore the lyrics, but perhaps music like Morning After by Ariel Pink and Wise Blood.
Here comes a cure for the night. I've
Or maybe The Ballad of Floyd Collins by Adam Gettle from the musical Floyd Collins.
Deep in the land of the hollows and creeks, if and you get lost, you get lost for weeks. Listen to the tale of a man who got lost 100 feet under the winter frost. Now Floyd was a reasoning man. He knew what he wanted and he had a plan. He was just as smart as he was brave. He was gonna find him.
Or maybe the song The Promise by Michael Nyman from the movie The Piano. I imagine myself pulling my face mask down to my chin. I imagine the bike delivery guys circling around in careful choreography. I imagine neighbors joining the chorus from their windows and balconies. I'm grappling for the words that could express what I feel. I wish I could sing them. If you'd like to watch a video that I took of New Yorkers cheering at 7 p.m., or if you'd like to see the scene from Devil's Advocate, or if you'd like to listen to the whole song of the songs that I mention, I'll post a link in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.